It is Tuesday morning. We check in with the MCCSE, and Keith, our special guest this morning, is...
We have Chris Finley, who is the principal of Childs Elementary School.
Howdy, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you today?
Fantastic.
Good. You guys haven't floated away there at Childs after all this rain we've had. There's a nice big creek running right behind there, isn't
it? Yeah, no. We've actually, last few days, it's been wonderful.
You've had the kids filling sandbags. Excellent. That's
yeah,
a good idea.
That's right.
Just like our pioneer brothers and sisters used to do. Well, that's good. Everybody's been outside enjoying it. It has been nice. That is fun. But plenty of stuff happening at Childs, as we always know, this time of year. And as I have asked just about everybody I've talked to in the last couple of months on this program, hey, it's I-STEP season. Tell us all about it.
I can tell you this, and our frustration continues with things happening in the IDOE, but we're working through it. What they're asking the students to do at this point is just simply unreasonable, and I think, we're doing everything to just focus on the work and keep it as positive as possible. The students are staring down about 8 hours of testing, which is amazing when you think that the SAT is about 4 hours total. So we have eight-year-olds taking this incredibly long test, and from my perspective, and we all know in elementary education, this simply doesn't make sense. And I think changes are coming. I think they're hearing it at the State House, so that's coming. And, from our perspective, what we're trying to do is just keep it positive here and make sure that we're focusing on the good work. And, the kids are so naturally inquisitive, and they are so interested in so many things going on in the world. So we keep our focus there, and we're not focusing on this test. And, there's a lot of great things happening here at school right now.
Chris, you have got you and two other MCCSE schools on the forefront of what's called the International Baccalaureate Program. That really sounds kind of Harvard and Yale-ish for an elementary school. Kind of explain briefly what it is and where you are on it, because this is very new to the MCCSE.
It is, and it's a fancy title. It's taken me about a year to learn how to spell it, so we're there now, and we're moving into the phase of actually digging into the work, and it's been very exciting. I think part of the International Baccalaureate Program is just being a part of a bigger international educational community, and their focus and emphasis is just right on with what we believe in education. They really focus on the whole child, and we're doing a lot of neat things as a faculty right now, just collaborating and working on engaging inquiry units and units of study that are going to be amazing for the kids. I see all this great work happening right now. We're in the candidacy phase right now, which means we're really planning our units of study, and we're beginning to implement some in the classroom. And what's going to happen over time, I just see it happening. Our staff collaborating the way they are, and our librarian getting involved, and our literacy coach, and everyone pulling together, it's just going to be, huge benefits for our students and great units of study. And so the work that we'll be presenting them is going to be amazing. And also, what we're asking them to do, a big part of the IB program is that they inquire about certain topics, and then they reflect on the learning and take action. And that's a big part of the IB program. That application of knowledge, we know, is huge for the students. So we're excited about the benefits of the program.
And as part of this, you're one of the first schools to have Spanish on the elementary school level.
Yes. Next year, Templeton University and Childs will offer the Spanish course, and we're excited about that. And really, it's about the language, but then also the cultural piece of aspects of Spanish-speaking countries. And really, it's just developing our students' understanding of the world outside their neighborhood. I think sometimes all of our students in Monroe County, we can be sheltered a bit, and so recognizing the greater impact they can have on the world and really the positive impact, and that's what the IB program is all about.
Well, I've seen studies that indicate that the younger you are, the more
easier,
more the ability
language,
you have.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. It's us old people out there that can't pick up a new language.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have, just because of the nature of our community and connected to Indiana University, we have so many languages that are spoken at Childs. I had a little girl in the office the other day, and she was speaking to her parents, and I had no idea she could speak another language. It was just beautiful, but she was speaking Portuguese, and it just made me realize, this program is right on with what we need to be doing. It's something. Hopefully they'll acquire those skills early on and just build on it as they move through school.
We're speaking with Chris Finley, who is the principal at Childs Elementary School. And Chris, you've got, this is kind of interesting because you're in elementary school, but you're doing a run for literacy. Explain that and explain what the benefit of all of that is.
Keith makes it sound like you're not allowed to do this.
Well, it's
unique. Like you're breaking some laws.
Yeah.
Right.
Laws of physics, laws of the land.
Yeah, it's new for our community, and because of our location, I think it's going to be an ideal place to have the 5K, and then we're going to have a one-mile family walk around our track in the back of our property. But we've decided that, you know, promoting healthy lifestyles and exercise, but then also the proceeds from this event will go to building some little free libraries for different areas, and we're going to donate them to the greater Bloomington community. And, you know, the students have ideas of maybe putting them around bus stops or putting them in front of other elementary schools and just making, you know, the idea is to leave a book and take a book, and the opportunity to always have, you know, books in the hands of kids throughout the summer and at all times, I think, is really important.
For people that don't understand that, literally, Mike, is a box, and it's got books in it. You leave a book, take a book, you know, no restrictions on it. And, Chris, you're going to kind of emphasize young people's reading?
Yeah, absolutely. And, okay. And that's how we'll start out. We're going to make sure that we build, and that's a part of this as well. We're taking donations for children's literacy books, and there are a lot of them here in the community, and we'll be able to fill those boxes initially with children's books, but then I think over time it will evolve into all types of novels, and I mean, you know, that's the idea, is just to promote reading in the greater Bloomington community, and also the healthy aspect of this, and it'll be a fun family event. It's on Saturday, May 9th at 9:30 a.m., and it should be a neat event.
What's the charge, Chris?
It's $10 per family and $7 per individual. We're making it very reasonable.
I was going to say, that's pretty low entry level.
Yeah, we're not trying to make a whole lot of money on it, but in the end, any proceeds that we make are going to benefit the greater Bloomington community. So it's just, you know, sending the message that reading is important and so is exercise. And we have some great people helping out. Becky Rose in the MCCSE, she's also one of our parents, and Lisa Petchler is the new coordinated school health person for MCCSE. So they've helped out tremendously, and we have a lot of other parents helping out as well. So it's just sort of taken off, and, you know, of course, we're going to start handing it over to the students and let them take leadership roles with this.
Now, your parents that are in the back walking around the track, they could read while they're walking.
Yeah, exactly. There we go. Yep.
Books on tape if that's you don't want to hold it. That would be
hey, by the way, Chris, before we let you go, you got a carnival coming up?
Yes.
Fundraiser?
May 1st, the world-famous Child's Carnival. It's 5 to 7:30, and it's always a fantastic event. Lots of people come out for that, so we're looking forward
to it.
That's
a Friday night, correct?
Friday night, okay. Yes. I'm hoping for good weather. And today's looking good, no rain, so that means outside recess, guys. That's always a good thing at this time of year at elementary. So.
You can break a sweat playing the dirt. That's exactly that's what I wanted to do when I was in school.
Absolutely. One more thing. Good. I have a teacher who is currently retiring. We're having an open house for her Thursday, May 21st at 5:30, and I feel like I need to say this. Shirley Gromer, and she's been teaching for 44 years at Childs Elementary. She's truly been a rock around here, and so this is a big event for our community, and I think the greater Bloomington community. A lot of people have had Mrs. Gromer as a teacher over time, so we're going to have a little open house to celebrate her retirement.
They're invited back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Former students?
Yes. Yeah, on May 21st at 5:30 here at Childs.
Okay, great, Chris. Well, let's keep that out there and everybody knowing about that. And good luck on your SATs, or whatever you're calling them these days. And again, carnival coming up Friday, May 1st, 5 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 5 to 7:30, and then also the Run for Literacy on May 9th. That's a Saturday morning at 9:30.
Well, that's busy times. Sounds good. Before you know it, it'll be Memorial Day weekend, and you'll be done. Unless we get a couple more snow days.
Right.
we're not going to do that. Enjoy it. Thanks for your time. We always appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Thank you.